once common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Friday, September 22nd, 2017. We've got several elections that are very important that are coming up. They're going to tell us a lot about what is happening in the world. It's really taking the pulse of the world. Of course, Germany is going to have an election this Sunday. And although Angela Merkel is a shoo-in to win, there is the real story of the rapid rise of the conservative pushback. Economic nationalists, people who are concerned about terrorism, of course, they're labeled by the press as racist, as Nazis, as Islamophobes, and so forth. So we're going to talk about what's going on there. There's also another election then following that Sunday election. There'll be an important election Tuesday, a special election to replace Senator Jeff Sessions in Alabama. Luther Strange, who was appointed under questionable ethics issues, very similar to what was going on in Virginia when we had contributions to Andrew McCabe's wife being made by people that the FBI director, or the number two, was investigating at the same time. People close ties to that, people like Terry McAuliffe and others. We had the same situation in Alabama. We had Luther Strange appointed by the governor that was being investigated by Luther Strange. They appointed him to the position of Senate. We have somebody on the outside who supports the Trump agenda, even though he's not being supported by the Trump White House for a strange issue, and that is Roy Moore. So there's going to be an interesting election on Tuesday. Currently, we've had Judge Moore at a big lead, and so we're going to see what happens with that on Tuesday. We're going to talk about developing news in that race. And then, of course, there's the race in Catalonia that is taking the pulse of the desire for people to move government closer to them throughout all of Europe. And we're seeing massive authoritarian pushbacks from the Spanish government. People are appealing to the European Union in vain for some help to fight these violations of civil liberties and basic human rights. But, of course, we remember that it was the EU that just overruled Greece's election and put in a Goldman Sachs banker, Mario Draghi, to replace that. Now he's head of the European Central Bank. So don't expect any help on civil rights, on free elections from the European Union. And that's the big story here, folks. The fact that these people seem defiant in the face of moves by the Spanish government to elect politicians, to storm newspapers, to confiscate printed ballots, that's going to be the big issue. We're also going to be joined in this broadcast by Hugo de Garis. We've talked to him before. He is one of the foremost AI experts. He's in China right now doing research there. He's written a book called The Artelect War, basically predicting that the rise of artificial intelligence, people would perceive, rightfully so, as a threat, as a danger. We have Vladimir Putin today saying, when are the robots going to eat us? He asked that to an AI company in Russia, and the guy was kind of taken back, and he goes, well, I don't think that's going to happen anytime. We have bulldozers that we use because they do jobs that humans can't do. Putin said, bulldozers can't think. And so we have this understanding, and there's a back and forth going on between Elon Musk and Google as to whether or not this is dangerous. Now, Hugo de Garis has been a longtime researcher on artificial intelligence. He will be joining us. He believes that as people become aware, they're going to demand that something be done, but the elites will continue down that path, that they will move into a essentially a cosmos. He calls them the cosmos because he believes that they will do something like move to near-Earth orbit, continue their research, and unleash gigadeath on the Earth. Not necessarily that they're going to be self-aware, although he is concerned that that may be a possibility as well. So we're going to talk to him about the rising threat of AI. Is this something we should be concerned about or not? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Real News. I'm David Knight. all the perplexities, the confusion and distress in America arise not from objects in their Constitution or Confederation, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Those are the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Are you ignorant of the private Federal Reserve? Do you understand the nature of our fiat currency? Do you understand how a private corporation has the ability to create boom and bust cycles and to profit from it? What kind of leverage do these people in the Federal Reserve have over the American people? Or for that matter, what kind of leverage do the Saudis have over our money? Will you be a slave or will you be free? Adams also said, liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Join the InfoWars. Spread the information. Educate yourself and others. The truth shall set you free. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
On this Friday, September 22nd, 2017, let's take a look at some of the news. We've got the Department of Justice finally backing Sheriff Arpaio, telling this judge, who appears to be on a personal vendetta, to shut him down. Where have we seen this before? Basically, we've seen it over and over again as we've seen politicized judges run kangaroo courts. We've seen it in the Bundy trials. We've seen it with Ross Ulbricht of the Silk Road trials. We see it any time they have a political agenda. And, of course, they usually get this way whenever there's an issue of individual liberty that is coming to the surface. But in this particular case, they don't like Sheriff Arpaio. They don't like his political connections to President Trump. They don't like the fact that he wanted to enforce border law, which Obama and this judge were demanding be ignored. And then this judge told him, I'm telling you, don't enforce this. He had people in his department who went ahead and did it. And so this judge went on a personal vendetta. We've also seen a similar thing happening, actually, out in California. David DeLeiden of the Center for Medical Progress, remember they did the undercover videos of the Planned Parenthood people, said, we'd like to buy body parts. Can you help us buy baby body parts? I said, yeah, we got that on tape. And then the California judge says, do not release that information. I demand that you not release that information. I said, we're going to release it anyway. People need to see this. And not because they said anything wrong. They just showed the tape. They showed what these people were saying. And they gave the full tape as well as edited versions. But that judge said, do not release the tape. And because they released it now, the judge is trying to fine them for $200,000 just for disobeying their rules, their laws. We saw in the Bundy trial that we had no mention allowed of the Bureau of Land Management or of their actions. And subsequently, we have seen the guy who created that standoff, who brought that tension to a head, Dan Love, the BLM special agent in charge, has now been fired. He should be criminally prosecuted for the many things that he did that were outside even the Bundy Ranch standoff. But this is a guy who destroyed evidence when he was discovered to be doing things with the Burning Man Ranch, shaking people down for money, taking Indian artifacts that were very valuable. And then also, as that was being investigated, as other things were being investigated, he pulled a Hillary Clinton and told his subordinates to get rid of the evidence, get rid of the emails and so forth. He's been fired, but he hasn't been, doesn't look like he's going to be prosecuted. Yet, any mention of the character of this individual is prohibited. Any mention of the actions, the aggressive actions of the Bureau of Land Management is prohibited. Any mention of the true issue here as to who owns the land, that is prohibited. We saw the same thing at Silk Road. Ross Ulbricht had a couple of agents who were criminally prosecuted. They took over nearly $1 million. I think it was something like $800,000. They got control of the website. They operated it for a couple of weeks exclusively. And these were the agents who were leading the investigation. But all information about their criminal actions was prohibited by the judge so they could get a conviction on Silk Road. So they could send somebody to jail for multiple life sentences even though he was just running a website. That was all that was involved there. Multiple life sentences for running a website because they don't want to have a free internet. They don't want to have something like Bitcoin where people are operating without their financial oversight, where people are making transactions in a free marketplace that they cannot monitor. That was their primary goal, and they were going to make an example of him. And so they wanted to make an example of Sheriff Arpaio as well, because he wanted to enforce the immigration law. And what he is doing now is exactly what the Trump administration is doing. As he was convicted by that judge at that same, on that same day, and it was back in July, I think, or the end of June, I reported that what she was coming after him for, using the sheriff's office to help ICE to enforce immigration law, that's exactly the policy of the Department of Justice at that time. And they announced it. They said, we've got dozens of sheriffs in Texas and elsewhere that are going to be using to assist ICE in immigration work. And that's precisely what he was doing. And he was enforcing what was the law when Obama said, do not enforce the law with executive orders. That's really what the Dreamer Act is all about. And so we have now the Department of Justice finally waking up. Jeff Sessions did absolutely nothing to support him, even though we kept talking about it quite a bit here at InfoWars. We had Jerome Corsi, we had Roger Stone. All of us here were talking about it. Eventually got the ear of President Trump. He pardoned Sheriff Arpaio, and then the judge said, nope, I'm not going to recognize that. Just not going to recognize the law. Not going to recognize the pardon from the president. I mean, this is the way these judges operate. We have to do some fundamental reform of the judiciary system. I mean, even going back to the case of Terry Schiavo, where you got some probate judge that says you're not going to give food and water to that woman. How can we allow something like that to happen? We had George W. Bush as president. Jeb Bush was governor. Nobody would do anything to defy that probate judge who starved that woman to death. Her family wanted to take care of her, but her separated husband wanted her to die, and so did the judge. So that's what happened. The Trump administration has now renewed its defense of former Sheriff Joe Arpaio yesterday, telling a federal judge that not only has a lawman been pardoned, but that his original conviction needs to be stripped from the record altogether. Justice Department lawyers concede there's no direct precedent for a case like Mr. Arpaio's, but they said the cases that do come the closest, Circuit Court of Appeals and Supreme Court, have indicated that vacating the conviction is appropriate because his case was never completely finalized. The Justice Department said in this case, no final judgment of conviction has been entered. Vacature is appropriate given the presidential pardon. Interestingly enough, after 2.5 years, a lawsuit to finally unseal the draft Whitewater indictments. Remember Whitewater? At the beginning of the Clinton administration, the crimes that they had committed in Arkansas started to be investigated. But of course, they picked somebody who really wasn't interested. Ken Starr was not interested in investigating the crimes. And you can tell that when he focused on consensual sex with Monica Lewinsky and simply the perjury about that consensual sex. There was no crime there, but there were other crimes that could have been investigated that were not investigated by Ken Starr. Allegations of sexual assault, allegations of rape by multiple women. And of course, Ken Starr never did anything about that. He subsequently never did anything about that to investigate it when he was president at Baylor, and it was happening within the football team. And in between there, he was the lawyer who represented Phil Epstein. But nevertheless, he was sold to us as a straight-up paradigm of virtue and a conservative Republican who was opposing the Clintons. Now, after a 2.5-year lawsuit fought by Judicial Watch, they will finally get their day in court today to argue for the release of draft indictments of Hillary Clinton. So they've had to work 2.5 years just to get to a court where they could ask that some of this information about Hillary Clinton's crimes could be revealed. That's how protected she is, in contrast to the conservative political enemies of the swamp. Judicial Watch said that the group has sued for 238 pages of responsive records. According to Judicial Watch, the National Archives argue that the documents should be kept secret, citing grand jury secrecy and Clinton's personal privacy. There you go. It's Clinton's personal privacy. Remember when we had Clyde Levenger say that he wanted to get information about Hillary Clinton, and they said, no, her personal privacy trumps the public's right to know what she did. And so they shut that down in a court. But, of course, he's still moving on with other issues. He's trying to get her disbarred. And so the search goes on. It goes on by people like him. It goes on by Judicial Watch. But at every point, we are told that Clinton's privacy is the most important thing. The rule of law doesn't matter. Blind justice, where you treat the most powerful the same as you do the powerless, that doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, they should be held to a higher standard. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. We'll have more Real News right after the break.
Refresh your breath with Emex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that Patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight on this Friday, September 22nd, 2017. I want to get back to the news with some big news about voting, big news about Uber, and professional football is on the ropes here. Can't say that I'm sorry to see that happening, but we'll get back to that news in just a moment. Before we do, we have some big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with a shelf life of 25 years. Use the promo code READY to get 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That's made in the USA, non-GMO. And when we see all the different tragedies happening, the natural disasters that have happened in this last month, as we had Joel Skousen on yesterday, he said there's just no excuse not to have a store of food, not to have a supply of water. And of course, you can make sure that you've got a good supply of water. Everybody's got access to water before the disaster happens. And with these hurricane disasters that we've seen happen, certainly you're not going to have much warning if it is something that's very sudden, like an earthquake. But we have the ProPure King water filter. And with that water filter, even if you don't have a nearly clean source of water, you can still filter it. It gets out 99.9% of organic, inorganic contaminants, also bacteria. And that is now 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 50% off all the high-quality Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash products that we sell. That's no fluoride, but we do put in nano silver. I don't know of any other toothpaste that has nano silver in it, and iodine. Those both fight bacteria that creates gum disease, that causes tooth loss, and heart disease. It's a great-tasting toothpaste, and you can get it in two different flavors. And there's also a mouthwash available with that. All of those products, 50% off. And this week only, you can get an additional 10% off your entire order if you use the code REALNEWS. That's the name of our program here. Again, 10% off your entire order at checkout when you enter the code REALNEWS. And that's whether you're buying something that's on sale or even things that are not on sale. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in terms of elections. Remember how many times we had the mainstream media mock InfoWars and President Trump for saying, hey, we had people voting illegally here. We had a lot of illegal vote. No, that's never happened. Never happened. And we still have Hillary Clinton going around saying, I won the popular vote, didn't I? It's that awful electoral college that caused me to lose. There's nothing wrong with the voting. And even though there was a massive concentration of votes for her in some places where they like to let illegals vote, nothing to worry about there. Now we find that in Philadelphia, they've just discovered hundreds of illegal votes. They say a city official says that dozens of people who are not U.S. citizens, that's exactly what we had said. And we had quoted research from other people. And then Donald Trump said it, and they say, he got that from InfoWars, and it's all fake news, it's a lie, there's no such thing, nobody's ever voted illegally. And I've told you more than once on other broadcasts of my own personal experience. A friend of my brother-in-law's who went to vote in North Carolina, where they do not allow any kind of picture ID. They said, that's racist. That's something that goes back to Jim Crow laws or whatever. But they don't make that kind of claim when you have to go cash a check at the grocery store. We have to present all your ID at the TSA. They're never concerned about that. Only when it comes to voting. Does that tell you something? It should. And so when you go to vote in North Carolina, you just walk up to the table. And by the way, the Democrats there have put in the longest voting period of any state in the country in North Carolina. So, you know, you can vote early, you can vote often, and all you need is a name and address, and you can go vote for somebody. The friend of my brother-in-law went down to vote, and you give them your name, and you give them your address, and they've got printed things of paper. And they looked through the paper roll, and they'd said to him, "Oh, you've already voted." I said, "No, I haven't." "Oh, yeah, you have. You're marked off here. And so is this other person at your house." And that was his mother, who had died years ago. So all they needed was his name and his mother's name and their address, and they could go in through that long extended period, and they could vote. And so now we're seeing in Philadelphia, a city election official says that there was a lot of non-citizens who were allowed to register to vote during a glitch, in Pennsylvania's electronic driver's license system. This is reported by Reuters. They say dozens of people, not U.S. citizens, were allowed to register to vote. And Philadelphia elections official said on Wednesday, Al Schmidt, a Republican who sits on Philadelphia's three-member election commission, told reporters that at least 168 non-citizens who are legal residents in the U.S. had registered to vote in the city through the licensing system. And as a final note on the situation in North Carolina, the guy who had already, quote-unquote, voted along with his dead mother when he showed up at the polling place, he did not want to come on and talk about it, obviously. He didn't want to get caught up in all of this. He did not report it to anybody. And, of course, as they were talking about picture IDs and voter laws, people in North Carolina, the Democrats are saying nobody has ever had any voter fraud. It just doesn't happen. This is nothing but pure racism. No, it's not racist to have photo ID. It's a fraud when that is the only activity in America that doesn't require photo ID anymore. I mean, why do we live in a total surveillance state? I have to prove my identity and prove my innocence to travel anywhere. I have to be stripped down, searched, x-rayed. But boy, you can't have anybody show a picture, show their driver's license to vote, right? Meanwhile, paper ballots, they say, are back in vogue thanks to Russian hacking fears. Now see, this is what the mainstream media, this is a report from CNBC. This is what they've managed to do to people. People should be afraid of electronic voting. But when they talk about Russian hacking fears, and that's precisely what CNN and the mainstream media and the Democrats wanted you to think. They wanted you to think that all of the intelligence agencies, the first person to say that was Hillary Clinton, and then it was repeated by the intelligence establishment. James Clapper came out and said, it's all 17 agencies. No, it wasn't. He finally admitted that that was a lie, that they were not doing. But everybody believed that all the intelligence agencies had determined that the Russians had broken into the computer systems just like somebody broke into the Securities and Exchange Commission system, got information there, and did massive insider trading. Now, it can happen, but that wasn't what they were saying. What they were alleging was that the Russians manipulated the election by telling people what Hillary Clinton had done. And we know that that can't happen, that Hillary Clinton's privacy is paramount to everything. That's why we can't have anybody take a look at anything to do with the election. They can't look at the Whitewater files from decades ago. Nothing can be examined about Hillary Clinton. And when something is examined about Hillary Clinton, when WikiLeaks puts it out there, says it wasn't a state actor who put it out there, but it's reported, then that's the Russian hacking that they're talking about. The Russian hack that she's putting out there, they keep putting out that meme, is simply the Russians being involved in telling the truth. Well, they weren't involved. But if they were, we need to know what's going on with Hillary Clinton. But they got everybody concerned, and you should be concerned about the fact that people, not just Russians, but people like Hillary Clinton, can compromise the electoral system. They can get into the computers. They can create massive voter fraud that is far worse than having illegal citizens registered to vote. They don't have to steal the voting machines like they used to back in the day in Chicago, having these things in the back of the trunk, and they would drive around with these things and run the paper ballots through them. No, it's much easier to do it on a much larger scale with electronic machines. And so now people are demanding paper ballots, and they should. Maybe something good can come out of the corruption of Hillary Clinton. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure D deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We were talking about the fact that paper ballots are now back in vogue thanks to the lies of Hillary Clinton and the DNC that the Russians hacked the election. And again, they are cleverly using the words of Russian hacking just to talk about the fact that Hillary's lies and the manipulations, the corruption within the DNC against Bernie Sanders in favor of Hillary Clinton, they're calling that a hack. But when the public hears that, they think, because that's what everybody believes with a hack, they believe it's something like somebody breaking into Equifax and stealing the identities of 143 million people, not doing it just once, but a couple of times. Or what we saw with the SEC, where they were broken into back in 2016. They didn't fix it, and now they're saying, well, we got a lot of people that have accessed information. As we reported yesterday, they had some unusual activity when this first happened. Back in May of 2016, they saw this spike in the price of Avon. And so somebody said, what's going on with this? And somebody had put a bogus report in the SEC filing system talking about a non-existent attempt to take over Avon by a private company that didn't exist. And then people started noticing that there was all kinds of spelling errors, that this company didn't exist and so forth. They realized they were hacked, but they didn't do anything about it. Now they realize that there's been a lot of information that has been put in or taken out that has resulted in insider trading. And so it has really shaken Wall Street to understand that. So we see these big hacks of the Security and Exchange Commission. I mean, this is like hacking the NSA. And see, oh, that's right, they did that too. They did that too. They got all kinds of information from those guys. They also hacked the federal government, stole a bunch of identity from the federal government of federal employees. So we see the watchdogs, the credit agencies, the Security Exchange Commission, the people who are supposed to be the police of the stock market. We see the federal government. We see the intelligence agencies themselves getting hacked. And so when people hear the Russians hacked the election, that's what they're thinking, that it's a real hack. But that's the one case that wasn't a real hack. But we need to understand that it can happen. And it can happen by people like Brennan. It can happen by people like Clapper, the people who are now totally politicized. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. I want to finish up, however, with this paper ballot thing. We have to understand there's no way to have a completely foolproof, fraud-proof election. Back in the day when all they had were voting machines and paper ballots, people would steal the voting machines. They would print extra ballots, and they'd go run these things through in various jurisdictions. So you have multiple places that fraud can enter the system. You can have fake voters, and now we're seeing that start to turn up and validate what was said by President Trump and others. We knew that there was things happening like this, that they had facilitated this type of fraud. So you can have people who show up and are not real real voters, legally allowed to vote. You can have the loss of custody of the ballots. So after the ballots disappear, they can have stuff stuffed in them. There can be problems with the way the information is transmitted. But the biggest opportunity for fraud is to turn everything into a computerized system. Then you can do it on a scale that none of these other operations can manage. Of course, we've been talking about the potential for this here in Texas. We've had a couple of lawsuits, one that is still going through on a local election that has uncovered this. We went down and we tried to interview the election official here in Texas. He saw it was InfoWars. He knew it wasn't going to be a kind of a sports and weather question saying, tell us, is there a lot of interest in the election? Do you think there's going to be a big turnout? How are things looking? And, oh, we're on top of this and we're doing our job and we're very excited. And I know the American people are very excited about this election. Those people in Texas, we've got everything covered up. And so, yeah, they really do have everything covered up. And so he just turned around and walked away because we wanted to ask him why he has shut down the auditing procedures in the electronic voting systems that we have here in Texas. Every ballot under Texas Constitution is supposed to be sequentially numbered, and they aren't. And he has selected vendors who don't even have the technical capability to comply with the Texas constitutional law. And this is a guy who has connections, even though he's Republican, even though he's put in by Rick Perry, and even though he's left in by Governor Abbott, he has connections to the Rose Law Firm. he went to work for the Rose Law Firm, Hillary Clinton, for a while before he came back here and then shut down all of the tools to monitor an electronic election. And these were tools that existed, these requirements having numbered ballots, these existed before to try to keep from having fraud with paper ballots. But they demanded that. They demanded that they would keep an image of this that could be audited, and he has shut down all of that for the last several elections. So now people are demanding paper ballots, and with good reason. They say they ensure that systems can't be hacked in the kind of quantity that computerized systems can allow them to be hacked. And I want to get into what is happening here with Samantha Powers, with Susan Rice, with James Clapper, with John Brennan, all these people. That is the real hack of our election, folks. The fact that we have these Watergate burglars, these plumbers, if you will, It's now not just a rogue group of individuals working for a president, but this is something that has been institutionalized. We have a massive surveillance state, and make no mistake about it, it is thoroughly politicized, and the Democrats need to get interested in this as well. Because as we're talking about the civil rights abuses, the liberty abuses of Barack Obama when he was pushing through the NDAA, indefinite detention without trial by the U.S. military, we're trying to explain to the people on the left at the time that you may trust Obama because you like Obama, because he's your guy, because he's a Democrat. But understand that one day the reins of power are going to be held by a Republican, and then you're not going to be so happy that they have that kind of power. That day is now. And so they should understand that we need to go back and look at the abuses of the Obama administration, because those are going to be consolidated. They will be used against you Democrats in the future by a Republican president. Make no doubt about it. Make no doubt about it. You're either going to have reforms and punish criminals who violate the election. We will always have people who are going to be committing election crime and election fraud. The question is, are we going to do anything about it when we discover it? Or are we going to let that exist? And then when the levers of power change from one party to the other, that will be consolidated. That is a very dangerous thing. Democrats should be joining with Republicans, with independents, to say we don't want to have this happen. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. Real quickly, I want to point out that Uber has now been stripped of its London license over passenger safety fears. And this is the same thing that happened here in Austin. They shut down Uber because they said, we want you to investigate the backgrounds of your drivers like our taxi companies do. And they said, how dare you regulate us like a taxi company? See, Uber likes to pretend, and all these companies like to pretend, that they're not taxi companies. So they go to places like Washington, D.C. or New York, and they don't have to buy a taxi medallion for each one of these taxis. Those things can be very, very expensive. I did a long interview when I was in Washington, D.C. with one of the taxi drivers. He was furious. He said, we have special police enforcement groups who go around and do white glove inspection of our cars. They mandate how often we have to buy a new car. They look inside of our taxi and so forth. They have all kinds of regulations for these taxi drivers besides background checks. And they have to buy a medallion for each one of their cars. But Uber and Lyft get away from all of that by saying, we're not a taxi company. We're simply just passing on information to other people, and then they're just doing this transaction out on the street. They know that's not true. And they have shut down informal taxi companies in the past with a hammer before. They had in minority neighborhoods, they set up jitney taxi companies because they couldn't get regular taxi companies, would not go into minority neighborhoods. They said they were afraid of the crime or whatever. So they started having some entrepreneurs who were black and said, well, we're going to do our own taxi company. We'll do a jitney taxi company. And they came down on them like a hammer. But they're not going to do anything to these big companies. But now they're starting to lose influence. And I think it's interesting. I think they're still going to give a pass to the big companies. I think now the big automakers are coming in. They want to get in this business. And so now they're using the regulators to start to shut down Uber and Lyft. I think that's really what's ultimately behind this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions. Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. The people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. I want to talk about what's going on with Samantha Power, John Brennan, James Clapper, the usual suspects. Our politicized surveillance state. And this, folks, is the big story that nobody is talking about that we have to be very, very concerned about. The fact that these big brother agencies are now getting very active politically and actively lying to us before, during, and after the election, but getting involved in political issues. So we're going to take a look at that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we have a lot of big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with promo code READY. 50% off Super Blue Toothpaste and Mouthwash. 50% off Caveman True Paleo Formula. 50% off all Emrex Essential Packs. And that is the line of organic household products that we have, 50% off of all of those, things like sunscreen, mouthwash, deodorant, bug spray, body wash, shampoo, all of those organic products, 50% off. And you can get an additional 10% off your entire order at checkout when you enter the code REALNEWS. That's 10% off your entire order at checkout when you enter the code REALNEWS, the name of this program. And that applies to any of these products that are 50% off and other products that we have on sale. That are big discounts or anything that is not on sale. You can still get that 10% off with the code REALNEWS at checkout. Let's take a look at what's going on with Susan Rice, Samantha Power. Of course, she was a UN ambassador. Isn't it interesting that a UN ambassador would be using the tools of the surveillance state to surveil the political opponents of the establishment And of course, Barack Obama was not running, but the Democrats were very partisanly involved in this. We have a former director of National Intelligence telling us within 2 days ago, James Clapper, he suggested that it's possible, it's just possible, that President Trump's voice was picked up on a wiretap as he spoke with former campaign manager Paul Manafort. He said, it's certainly conceivable. He said, I wouldn't want to go there, but I'll say it's possible. And of course, everybody said, Trump is insane. He's not being wiretapped. Nobody's listening to him or his staff. He's just getting that crazy stuff from InfoWars. Yeah, we'll take the kudos for being right. A CNN report earlier this week said that Manafort had been wiretapped under a FISA warrant over suspicions that Manafort had encouraged some of the Russian activities to interfere in last year's elections. Not proven that it was Russian activities that happened. But then the spokesman for Paul Manafort condemned the report, and he said, if this is true, it is a felony to reveal the existence of a FISA warrant, regardless of whether or not charges ever emerge. In other words, folks, when we have our intelligence agencies search people without a search warrant, that is a crime committed by them. When they unmask people through this dragnet surveillance that they're doing on everybody, but that they lied about, when they unmask that information in order to make people look guilty, that is also a crime. And it isn't just the motivation of trying to make people look guilty. It is a crime to unmask people. It is a crime to search people without a search warrant. And understand that if they get a search warrant on you, that doesn't mean that you're a criminal. CNN and the mainstream media likes to put that out there. Oh, look, they got a search warrant on so-and-so. Well, that doesn't mean that you committed a crime. They had gotten a search warrant on Paul Manafort back in 2014. They looked, they said, yeah, there's nothing here. They didn't pursue any crimes. And that was under the Obama administration, 2014. And, you know, even if you get a grand jury indictment, that doesn't mean anything. You can indict a ham sandwich because there is no opposition to what the grand jury is doing. It is a prosecutor giving a one-sided story to a group of hand-picked jurors. That's what the grand jury is. So it's not a real process. So if you get an indictment from Mueller, that doesn't indicate that he did anything wrong. We still have the presumption of innocence, except in the mainstream media. But I want to take a look quickly at Samantha Power. So we got Clapper saying, well, you know, it's just possible. I wouldn't want to go there, but it is possible that that we listened to President Trump as well. Meanwhile, within the last day, we've learned that Samantha Power was unmasking Americans on a daily basis. She got over 200 people, exceeded 260 last year that she went after. And they were even getting information on the 10 days leading up to President Trump's inauguration, say multiple sources that spoke to Fox News. In a July 27th letter to the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, California, said that the committee had learned that one official whose position had no apparent intelligence-related function, that would be probably the UN person, Samantha Powers, the UN ambassador, made hundreds of unmasking requests during the final year of the Obama administration. And we have this back and forth going then between Trey Gowdy and John Brennan, former CIA director. Gowdy asked him, do you recall any U.S. ambassadors asking that names be unmasked? Brennan says, well, I don't know. It may be ringing a vague bell. So he gives a very evasive answer. Remember when we had this kind of questioning going back and forth with James Clapper, the guy who says, well, you know, it may be possible, but I would hate to go there. Remember when Ron Wyden was talking to James Clapper and he told us there was no dragnet surveillance of American people? Here's that clip just to remind you again.
Last summer, the NSA director was at a conference, and he was asked a question about the NSA surveillance of Americans. He replied, and I quote here, the story that we have millions or hundreds of millions of dossiers on people is completely false. The reason I'm asking the question is, having served on the committee now for a dozen years, I don't really know what a dossier is in this context. So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions?
Any type of information?
No, sir.
It does not.
He can't even look him in the eye.
Not wittingly.
Not wittingly. We do it accidentally.
Inadvertently. Yeah.
perhaps collect, but not wittingly.
All right, and so of course we also had Michael Hayden was very upset about that, saying, you know, he knew that before he asked that question. He should have never have asked that question. As a matter of fact, get that clip up next with Michael Hayden talking about bad people versus interesting people. He said everybody there, all the senators, all the staff knew that. He made Clapper lie. He embarrassed him because just a few weeks after that, we had the Ed Snowden release. And remember, he was asking, give me a yes or no answer. Are you collecting information on the American people? Not wittingly. And you can't look him in the eye. These guys are veteran liars. And so we have this situation here, or similar situation between Trey Gowdy and CIA Director Brennan. He said, on January 19th or up till noon on January 20th, did you make any unmasking requests? I do not believe I did. So you didn't make any requests on the last day you were being employed? No, I was not in the agency the last day I was employed. Then he later had to correct that yes, he was. This is the type of thing that we see from these guys, and they are hardcore, deep state, dark state, never Trumpers, swamp dwellers, whatever you want to call them, all of the above fit for these people. Let's play that clip from Michael Hayden.
Not about guilt. In fact, let me be really clear, okay? NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people. People.
Oh, yeah. Punchline there. We don't listen to bad people. We listen to interesting people. And the Obama administration was very interested in all things Trump. And so they were listening to them. So they point out three of the nation's intelligence agencies received subpoenas in May, explicitly naming three top Obama administration officials. Former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, John Brennan, that you just heard lying to Trey Gowdy and then having to correct it later, and Samantha Power, who was an ambassador. As I point out, you know, the UN is a highly suspicious perch from which requests like that would be made. And that was a member of the administration's National Security Council Jason Chaffetz, who was telling Fox News that about Power, because she's not part of the national security apparatus. One who was Susan Rice. And remember when she threw shade earlier in the week trying to justify her unmasking of people. And what was her reason? She said the United Arab Emirates Crown Prince did not tell the Obama administration that he'd be visiting the United States. So she unmasked the Trump officials that were involved in meeting him. That was the justification. Just the simple fact that he visited the United States without informing her, she said. And she would not talk to people for the up until she released this information in September. So for 8 months, she refuses every request of the Congress to have her come in and explain it to her in May, in September. And then we've got her coming out and saying this after in May and July. She said, absolutely no way I'm going to talk to you. Now she comes up with an alibi. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. Bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Hugo de Garis, artificial intelligence expert, and he's written a book called The Artelect War, talking about how people are going to wake up to the danger of artificial intelligence. They're going to push back, and then the people who want it, the few globalist elite who want it, that he calls Cosmos, he calls the other people Terrans. He says the Cosmos are going to have a technological capability that exceeds that of the other people, and they're going to use that leverage to start what he calls the Artelect War, the artificial intelligence wars. And he believes it will result in gigadeath. And of course, he also believes there's a possibility that AI may become self-aware, like the old Terminator scenario, the revelation of method that we had in that movie years ago. Kind of interesting, isn't it, that they predicted all of this and gave us a blueprint for it. So we could just kind of get used to it and realize that it's all going to turn out just fine, just like it does in the movies. They show you something very dark, and then they show you some heroic individual who shuts the whole thing down at the very end before it gets out of control. And we should all feel really good about that. You know, we get very concerned, and rightfully so, when we see things like the Mexican earthquake or the devastation in Puerto Rico. Entire town in Mexico has been flattened. Multiple towns have been flattened. They say that the scale of the damage is just now emerging. It's up to 282 people, including 137 in the capital. And they've got rescue workers continuing to search the precarious ruins and the threat of the aftershocks of rubble and of gas leaks. And they point out again that Mexico City, which is in a earthquake fault zone, is also built on a drained lake bed, which happens to make that even worse. And so when we look at this, and we look at the fact that there have been massive earthquakes there, and yet that is one of the most populated cities on Earth. It's certainly the biggest city in Mexico. And so even though we warn people about danger, even though we tell people about what's going to happen in Florida, and people are moving down there in massive numbers, we had Joel Skousen say the book that he wrote a decade ago, Strategic Location. He said he rated the different locations, different places in the country from 1 to 5, and he said he gave Florida a 0 for the very reason that you just witnessed. As people tried to get out of the area, they were warned that a hurricane was coming. They couldn't get out. He says, what's going to happen if you got something that's more sudden? They had about 4 or 5 days warning to get out of there, and they waited to the last minute, and then they still were told that it was going to be coming to the Miami area, and it went to the west coast of Florida instead. So we have these issues. How are we going to get control of this stuff? I think it's a very positive thing that people are starting to get skeptical of some of the computer systems and the automation and the models that we have out here as we see them fail. And we need to make sure that we got proper safeguards in. I just talked about the fact that we now have people calling for paper ballots, and they should, because we need to be aware of the scale of abuse that is unprecedented if the election systems are hacked. And that is a very real possibility. People need to start coming to terms with it. Half the people in the United States have seen their identities stolen, have learned after the fact well over a month after it happened. And, of course, there was a break-in to Equifax 4 or 5 months prior to that. They have learned that all of their private financial information has been hacked. Then they see that the SEC itself was hacked. And so they need to start understanding that we need to have some safeguards to protect ourselves. But then there's all these other scams that we just keep falling for. We keep voting every time there is a bond issue. We vote for these football stadiums, and we spend hundreds of millions of dollars on football stadiums. We even do it here in Texas, tens of millions of dollars on high school stadiums. They're in Houston. Instead of doing things that are going to handle flooding, they're building the world's most expensive high school stadium. So we've got the 49ers and the Rams tickets selling for less than the price of two stadium pretzels. This was on StubHub. People reselling the tickets. $14. That's less than buying two $7.50 pretzels. And so the question is, if people aren't buying the tickets, are they going to continue to buy the stadiums for hundreds of millions of dollars? Yeah, they probably will. I'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Real News.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. You know, I want to put one more video out here. We have talking about the corruption, the politicization of our intelligence agencies, the corruption of the Obama administration. Folks, we cannot allow this to continue. I played a video for you last week. One guy saying, when we said lock her up, we were not joking. It wasn't just a meme. We were serious. We want something done about the corruption in Washington, the corruption at the top. We have to have these things investigated. And if we can't get Sessions to do it, then get rid of him. And if President Trump is going to own this corruption by not doing it, we will get rid of him as well. Something has to be done. We're not going to allow this kind of corruption. We will find somebody in America who is honest, who will stand up for the rule of law. Because we've had enough of it, and we see what is happening. They think we don't care. They think we don't see. They're going to find out we care. They're going to find out we see. And so I want to play you this clip talking about the lies of a lot of these people that are now at the center of the cover-up. And again, remember that we had Susan Rice refusing to testify back on May 3rd. On May 4th, we had President Trump say, wow, this is really big. You know, he tweeted out, Susan Rice, former National Security Advisor to President Obama, is refusing to testify before a Senate subcommittee. And he said, this is just the tip of the iceberg when things are coming out. And now we realize it is. We've got the UN ambassador involved in hundreds of these things, even leading up to the inauguration. Why is a UN ambassador getting involved in this? Why are they unmasking people? And it truly is just the tip of the iceberg. And we have to understand that the greatest threat to this country is not Vladimir Putin. It's people like Clapper, like Brennan, the CIA, the NSA, people like Michael Hayden. The other part of that I didn't play for you, when Michael Hayden said, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. And he also went on to say that he didn't need even the unconstitutional provisions of the Patriot Act. He said, I had a direct order from the president. So see, that's the thinking of a dictatorship, where you no longer have written law. You no longer have a constitution. You just operate on the orders of the president. And that's what he bragged about to that group there at Washington and Lee College. He said, I didn't need any Section 123. I didn't need the Patriot Act. I had the direct orders of the president. It's like, yeah. But unlike what Richard Nixon said when he said, well, if the president does it, it isn't illegal. No, it is illegal if the president violates the law, because the president is not king. We have a king in America. It's the Constitution. Rex lex. The law is king. That was the principle of the American Revolution. And all of these people are stewards, and they are unfaithful stewards, and they are liars, and they're lying to our face about not just their oath to the Constitution, but about everything. Here's that clip. Let's play the lies of Clapper and Brennan.
Yeah, the subversion of the Trump administration is obvious. It's transparent in point of fact, to the point that I think, as you say, these folks never dreamed it would be that would be the case.
Right.
But the greater issue to me now is how corrupt are our intelligence agencies? And this is deeply disturbing. It rises beyond the permanent government, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, and goes to a government that, as President Trump himself said, as a candidate, it's rigged. And This is now rigged against a president, a duly elected government, that is being aided and abetted by the donor class, the establishment of both parties, the leadership particularly of the Republican Party, particularly on Capitol Hill. This is an organized attack on a sitting president.
And let me link something that maybe your audience hasn't noted, and I think you and I spoke about this. Look, one of the reasons we have so many foreign policy failures is because President Obama and Ben Rhodes, Susan Rice, they all turned the power of our foreign intelligence collection system on us, on the American people, on political rivals. So that's what you're seeing here. And yes, to your point, the corruption goes deep. We're talking about Jim Clapper, who I continue to believe is an idiot because he will take and do whatever he is told, no matter how legal it is. John Brennan is cut from the same cloth.
Did you work for Jim Clapper?
I worked for Jim Clapper. He promoted me to GS 12, as a matter of fact. And when he was director of DIA, I was actually overseeing Army's clandestine human intelligence program. I had to brief him on several programs. And Lou, I'm telling you, I was in with a guy named Lieutenant General Pat Hughes, who was a J2, and I've briefed the man. Unless someone is holding his hand, feeding him information, he is completely an empty suit, which tells me that's why he has been so successful in the role he played in the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. He was fed things, he would do what he was told, and he could care less, as we've seen, Lou. He lied to the American people in Congress.
So did John.
Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. He said, I briefed him. He is an empty suit, and he is totally morally devoid as well. The man is a soulless bureaucrat, a soulless liar who will do as he has told. And that's exactly what they're looking for in Washington. And so when we look at this and we understand, you know, as Susan Rice came out and said, well, I had justification to unmask these people because we found out that there was a UAE crown prince who was visiting the United States, and he hadn't told me about it. He hadn't notified me, so I needed to find out who it was and unmask them. And so that's wrong on multiple levels. You have to get a search warrant in order to get this information on people, or that's a violation of the law. Unmasking it is a violation of the law. If there is no crime, even if there is a crime, they're not authorized to unmask that until they get an indictment. But that's her justification. That's her excuse. And yet, they were never interested in the fact that we had a Saudi prince tweet out during the election that he had given $20 million to Hillary Clinton. But just the fact that you have a crown prince from UAE coming to America and not notifying them, oh, that justified everything that she did. It took her that long. It took her 8 months of the Trump administration. It took multiple refusals to testify in Congress until she could come up with an alibi. And that's what we're looking at here. That's what we should all be very, very concerned about. There's an election coming up on Sunday in Germany. And of course, Angela Merkel is counted on to win very easily there. But we have the Washington Post saying that the real winner of Sunday's election is not going to be Merkel. They said by the time she steps down, an entire generation of Germans will not remember ever living in the country under any other government. But the real story, they said, centers on the political party that is tipped at present to come in third place because it is rising so rapidly. Alternative for Germany, or AfD, emerged from obscurity in 2013. They catapulted itself into national politics. It's expected to win somewhere between 8 to 12% of the vote on Sunday, which could give the party, previously not even in Germany's parliament, a significant group of seats, bring it in within striking distance of the Social Democrats. That's the traditional center-left that trails Merkel's CDU by 15 points in the poll. So it's going to essentially give them parity with the number two group that has been there a very long time. They come out of nowhere in 2013 to get about 10% of the vote. And then began the attacks and the demonization from the Washington Post. And I don't know AfD that well, except that I see the typical types of attacks that are being put on them, the labels that are being put on them by the mainstream media here. And it's the same stuff they say about us. And it's not true when they say it about us. I don't think that it is true when they say it about them either, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. They talk about it and say that it began, this is the Washington Post, says that it began as an anti-EU professors party of economists who are opposed to the Eurozone, national economic sovereignty, national economic nationalists, we should say, as Bannon puts it out there. But then they say the party panders to a grab bag of conservative impulses, giving political home to climate deniers, people who don't buy the lies of man-made global warming that is being used for political purposes, Euroskeptics who don't like having all the power put into Brussels, and xenophobes. So we're going to talk more about the election and the different groups there and how similar this is to the labels that they put here. This is a massive pushback against centralization. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper.
Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. I want to cover a little bit more about what's happening in Germany. This is going to be an election on Sunday, and of course we know that Angela Merkel is going to get elected again. It'll be her fourth term. She has a double-digit lead in the polls, but the interesting thing that everybody is looking at is the rapid rise of a new party that is now in double digits and that will be giving the second-place party, which has been there for decades, a run for their money. They'll be in Congress, in Parliament there in Germany for the first time. And, of course, we understand what is behind it. We understand that we've seen multiple terrorist attacks in Germany. They have open borders, so terrorists are free to come and go. Any number of people can come and go into that welfare state. They understand what's going on. It began as an economic reaction. We know that if you're going to offer, if you're going to offer a generous welfare state, and we're doing the same thing here, we got Bernie Sanders out there saying we're going to have health care for everybody. We can't even cash the checks for giving Social Security benefits to everybody. We got Social Security is bankrupt, and people who are trying to get payments for disabilities in Social Security are dying on a waiting list, just like they do everywhere. We have socialized medicine. But we're going to extend it, and we're going to open the border so anybody in the world can come here and live at the expense of the American taxpayer. They can consume our wealth. Just send in the hordes of locusts to take down the West is what this is truly about. This is why this is a globalist plan. And the economists are the first ones to see it. We had Cloward and Piven, who were socialist economists, and they said, let's open up the welfare, let's bring in all these people, and we can then take down society and then rebuild our socialist utopia on top of the ruins. They're not going to rebuild anything. And that's why the economists saw it first. And then they say, oh, this is a grab bag of right-wing extremists, say the Washington Post. I don't know if that's true or not. We're going to go back to that. And, of course, there's other elections that are coming up in Catalonia, as well as the election coming up on Tuesday to replace Senator Jeff Sessions in Alabama. We're going to talk about the debate that happened last night, the first and only debate. And, of course, there's going to be a rally conducted in Alabama tomorrow by President Trump, inexplicably supporting this loser who is behind in the polls by double digits. He was way behind, but of course the guy who was leading, Roy Moore, did not get past the 50% point. They had, I don't know how many people they had in the race, but it was quite a few individuals running from both parties. So they took the top two vote getters. They're having the runoff, and that's this Tuesday. And so you have to ask yourself, why would President Trump support a loser? Why would he support somebody who doesn't support him? Well, the issue is that this guy is supported by the Republican establishment. The Senate Election Committee, under Mitch McConnell, has spent millions to keep Luther Strange in. And so he is a tool of the establishment. He is one of the key swamp creatures. And even the opponents like Mo Brooke that ran for the office did not win. He is supporting Roy Moore. We've got Louis Gohmert supporting Roy Moore. All the people who were independent thinkers and truly conservatives are supporting him. And so the question is, why is President Trump not supporting him? He's going to speak in Huntsville, Alabama. When he went there to speak in his campaign, he spoke to over 32,000 people, and they had more people waiting outside. They have gone to a smaller venue because he's now backing a loser, inexplicably. Before we go on, I would just want to remind you of the stores we have at sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with a promo code READY. We have 50% off Caveman, our true paleo formula, and both flavors. We have our natural sleep aid knockout, 40% off. Z-Shield. That helps your body to fight. It's natural ingredients to help you to fight toxins that are in the environment. That is 40% off. And ProPure King, the largest water filter that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, is 30% off. That's a filter that's big enough for your whole family or big enough for the office. And, of course, it is gravity feed. You're not going to need any electricity to run that thing during a crisis. But the key thing is to be proactive to protect your health before you learn what is in your water supply. And you can get that now 30% off, and you can get 10% off your entire order at checkout. Anything that you order in the store, just enter the code REALNEWS at checkout to get 10% off your entire order. Let's go back to Germany and the election that's coming up this Sunday. As they were pointing out, they said it started as a professor's party of economists who were opposed to the Eurozone. Of course, now then later on, the Washington Post calls them Euroskeptics. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are skeptical, a lot of people who have seen that this is destroying their economy, destroying their culture, destroying their country, and they want to do something about it. And so the Washington Post says this party panders to a grab bag of conservative impulse, of climate deniers and Euroskeptics and xenophobes, and they tweet out things. They've got a poster in Berlin that says, "We want bikinis over burkas." Okay, so that's evil. That's evil. You should prefer burkas over bikinis. That's what they want to tell us. And so they come out and they say, as they're moving up in the polls, even though Angela Merkel is going to win, they come out and they label them. This is Associated Press. They say German Nationalist Party presents an anti-Islam platform, and you have the foreign minister of Angela Merkel's government saying these people are, quote, real Nazis. These are real Nazis. Not, you know, we call everybody Nazis now if we don't like them. But he says these are real Nazis. So are they real Nazis? Are they really anti-Islam because they don't want, they prefer, bikinis over burkas? Well, here's what the AfD leader, the Alternative for Germany, of course they call it AfD, which is Alternative for Deutschland, the co-leader, told reporters, he said, Islam is also a political doctrine. You understand that? So we've said before, first of all, it isn't racist to be anti-Islamic because it's not a race. And it's not simply a religion. It is a combination of religion and state, which is antithetical to Western values to have those two combined. And the people who want to purge every bit of expression of religion anywhere in America, they embrace Islam. Do you see the doublethink involved there? Doesn't that make you scratch your head and wonder? He points out Islam is also a political doctrine. It is incompatible, therefore, with a free democratic order. That makes it not a part of Germany. That's what they call in Associated Press and the Washington Post and other places. They call that anti-Islam because they don't want to live under a combination of politics and religion. It's one thing to have your values established in law. We talk about America being a Christian nation. That meant that the ideas of innocent until proven guilty and other issues had been incorporated. Those principles had been incorporated. But we're talking about people going through Europe and advocating for outright Sharia law. They're talking about people who are committing acts of terrorism because they want to kill all unbelievers. And even the climate denier, the climate alarmists are now saying, we've got to get rid of the climate deniers. We've got to treat them as if they were, apply the RICO statutes to them. Lock them up or kill them. We got to do something about it because that is a religion as well. If you look at it, if you look at what Jennifer Lawrence was telling us, talking about Gaia, and there's multiple movies coming out of Hollywood that are pushing that pagan idea. So we have to understand that ideas, that religions, that principles, that cultures have consequences. They express themselves in our law. And Islam is preaching for a combination of politics, of state, and of religion. That's why they put it out there, and that's why they got labeled Nazis. We'll be right back.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Hey. Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We have a story up on the Drudge Report, reported by Daily Mail. It was an encounter with Vladimir Putin. He is touring an artificial intelligence company. Actually, they, I don't know if it's AI. It's an internet firm, Yandex. And he was at the company's Moscow headquarters, and he said to the guy who is the chief of that internet firm, as they put it, he said, when are the robots going to eat us? And the guy was kind of taken back, and he said, I hope never. And then after a pause, he explained, well, you know, there's other machines that are better at humans in certain areas, like, you know, take, for example, an excavator that is better at digging than one person with a shovel. And then Putin came back and said, but they don't think. And so that is the question before us right now. And we have joining us Professor Hugo de Garis. He was a researcher. He just retired recently. But he was a researcher in the subfield of artificial intelligence known as evolvable hardware. He claimed that this approach would enable the creation of what he terms artificial brains, which would quickly surpass human levels of intelligence. He is also known for the term, the book and the terms that he gave us, the Artelect War, Cosmos versus Terrans. This is a book that is available on, I think it's, he can correct me or not, I'm not sure reading his bio here if that's available for free or not. I know I paid for the Artelect War and it is worth it. Very interesting read, very interesting subjects that he brings up here. Because what he believes is going to happen is a major war between supporters and opponents of artificial intelligence machines. He thinks it's going to result in billions of deaths, as he puts it, giga deaths. And he believes that it is inevitable before the end of the 21st century. He also believes that AI may simply just eliminate the human race without there being a competition between the globalist elite and the rest of us. So we want to talk to Professor Hugo de Garis. You can find him at Professor or Prof. Hugo de Garis. That's P-R-O-F, Hugo, D-E-G-A-R-I-S .wordpress.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Professor de Garis.
Hi, David. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine. What do you think about that interaction there with Vladimir Putin and somebody at a computer place where Putin said, when are they going to eat us? And he said, well, we got machines that do great stuff now. But President Putin said, yeah, but they don't think. Those excavators don't think, and these machines do. What do you think about that?
Well, for me, it's a milestone. I've been waiting for this for decades, literally. I mean, the politicians, the actual politicians, the people who rule us, actually taking this issue, this question seriously. So, bravo to Putin.
Yes, yes. And tell us about your concerns and where you think we are on this timeline, because you said that you thought this would happen before the end of the 21st century. As part of this Artelect War, you said it was going to begin as there came an awareness by the general public of the dangers involved in runaway artificial intelligence, and that once that began, that the people who wanted to see this through would then separate themselves and perhaps ultimately go to war with the other people who were trying to shut it down. Do you still feel that we're on track for that?
Yep, yep. I see two major steps. The first one is when what I call the IQ gap, in other words, the difference between human-level intelligence and machine-level intelligence, as that gap closes, as it seriously begins to close, and millions of people can see with their own eyes from their own experience that their home robots are getting smarter and smarter every year, and that they feel that this IQ gap is closing, then what I call the species dominance debate. In other words, which species? Should human beings remain the most intelligent species on the planet, or are we humans going to allow our machines to become more intelligent than we are? That debate I see heating up in the next, it could start, you know, getting seriously hot within maybe 10 years. That kind of time frame. And then by, so let's say, the end of the 20s, well, into the 2030s, then machines will be becoming quite seriously smart, having good conversations with us. People will start having relationships with these machines. You've probably seen the movie Her, H-E-R.
Yes,
Her.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that sounds like real science fiction today, of course, but that will become increasingly realistic.
I find that very believable, because it's like if you look at millennials today, they have more of a relationship with their social media than they do with actual people. And so, all you have to do, you know, they're being trained to interact with an intelligence that is behind that cell phone that they're playing with. And then all you have to do is make that intelligence not even a real person, but just an artificial person that is believable. And we've seen some pretty believable back and forth already. I mean, back in the early days, we had the analyst application, I think it was called Liza. You're probably familiar with that. It would just ask open-ended questions like a psychiatrist. And so you could kind of fool yourself into thinking that you were having a real conversation, but they're going to have much better AI programs than that very, very first one, aren't they?
Yeah, sure, because the next generation or so of computers will become more and more brain-like, because nowadays nano-electronics will be able to construct very brain-like computers, so that they'll function according to the principles of the brain. You'll get a real synthesis between nanoscience and neuroscience, so as the principles of how the brain works, once they're increasingly understood. Those principles can be put into the nanoelectronics, so you'll get this real wedding between the two. So, if you make an analogy, say in physics, there's theoretical physics and there's practical physics, but they're just two branches of the same thing. So I see what happening, 10, 20 years from now is that neuroscience and neuroengineering will wed. They'll just be two branches of the same subject. And so then our brain-like computers, our artificial brains, will become incredibly powerful, because we'll be able to store, say, one bit on one atom. And so potentially these machines could outclass us intellectually by factors of, not just twice as intelligent or 10 times as intelligent. If you do the numbers, it comes out something like trillions of times superior to us. So it's just a question of time before humanity seriously has to ask the question, are we going to allow our machines to become the number one species, implying that we become number two with all its horrible risks? And that, I think, Putin understands intuitively. So, he is no dummy.
And of course, when we're looking at somebody who is a political leader, I think one of the things that's on his mind, and one of the reasons that he would say, are they going to eat us, is we've had people very concerned about autonomous killing machines. I think that we might get to something like that before we get to very complicated AI. And we've had individuals that we've talked to, like Noel Sharkey, who are very concerned about that. They want to see, as you're pointing out, it's good that we've got now some political leaders who are talking about this openly and skeptical about where this is leading. This is going to be an arms race, and I'm sure that Putin is aware of this. People are talking about this on a low level. I'm sure the people at the upper levels are talking about it, and I think that's ultimately what he's concerned about, is autonomous killing machines and the vast destruction that can be caused by that. I think is perhaps on the order of, when we look at nuclear, biological, and chemical, we now have a fourth category, and that would be killing machines that can think at least to some level autonomously. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's a real problem, because these machines, as they become increasingly intelligent, and given the time frame, things can react so quickly that there's maybe not enough time for human beings to think through the consequences. So these machines need to be, in a sense, programmed to make their own decisions. But what if they screw up and they do something absolutely horrible on a massive scale, incredibly destructive, and utterly, by human standards, stupid? That's the risk. And yeah, you're right. In the time frame, I don't know.
So it opens up to a kind of a Dr. Strangelove scenario, or even to a false flag scenario, when they have plausible deniability. They say, hey, it was a software error. We didn't mean to wipe out that entire city of people. Maybe they did. We're going to talk to Professor DeGaris when we come back, see what he thinks we can do to pull this arms race back, as well as the types of computer advances that are going to be required in the near term to see this happen. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Professor Hugo de Garis. He is an expert in artificial intelligence. He's worked in the field his entire life. He's written a very interesting book called The Artelic War, Cosmos versus Terrans. And of course, one part of that is about a group that is concerned. It's really essentially about a war between two groups of humans, a technological global elite who resist the vast majority of people that he calls Terrans. They resist those people. Once they see where this is going, they get concerned about the control that is being turned over to artificial intelligence. They try to shut it down. He sees the logical reaction to this by the people that he calls the Cosmos, that they would push back, that it would cause a war between the two groups that would result in billions of people dying. But he also sees the kind of scenario that we saw in Terminator, where the machines themselves become self-aware. And so also in that book, he talks about the moral conflict that he has as a scientist. Does he continue down this road and create something that could destroy humanity? Or does he step back and say, I'm afraid of where this is going to lead, and I'm going to pull back? So there's a couple of interesting aspects to that book. But I wanted to talk to him in this segment about the back and forth between Elon Musk and Google. Now, it was back in June of 2016. We had Elon Musk, and he frequently talks about the dangers, just as we had Vladimir Putin talking about it yesterday. And in that conference, Recode's Code Conference, back in June 2016, on stage, we had Elon Musk saying, I won't name names, but there's only one. And with kind of a smile and a glance at the floor, he repeated his answer, and he suggested that his eye was on Google. He said, there is only one. Now, this week, we had Google at another conference. This was the TechCrunch Disrupt Conference in San Francisco. Kind of pushed back on that. He says, there's a huge amount of unwarranted hype around AI right now. So this is the Google artificial intelligence boss pushing back. He goes, this leap into, is somebody going to produce a superhuman intelligence, and then there's going to be all this ethical issues? This is unwarranted and borderline irresponsible. So I want to play that clip and then get Dr. DeGaris' response to Google pushing back on that. Here's that clip from the Google AI boss.
You mentioned applied artificial intelligence. Well, so a lot of the discussion is about the advent of a general AI.
Yes.
How far away are we from that?
So I think there's just a huge amount of unwarranted hype around AI right now. I think that there's a bunch of people who are unreasonably concerned about the imminent arrival of artificial general intelligence, as some people call it. I just see no evidence that we're on the cusp of this. I think that machine learning and artificial intelligence is extremely important and will revolutionize many vertical industries. And I'm very excited by the progress we're making. But it's very practical and applied progress. And I think that what we're doing is building tools like, say, the Google search engine, that make you more productive. This leap into, you know, somebody is going to produce a superhuman intelligence and then there's going to be all these ethical issues, I think is, you know, just unwarranted and borderline irresponsible, because people who don't understand the technology get very concerned rather than focusing on the positive effects.
So you're not worried about the AI apocalypse?
I am definitely not worried about the AI apocalypse. I think that...
Can you understand that some people are, though?
Of course I understand. I talk to many people about this topic. I think that, like any technology, like biotechnology or, you know, gene editing with CRISPR, powerful technologies have unintended consequences and can be used for good and evil. So I think the ethical questions are real, and we work with many groups around the world who are studying this, and I think it's perfectly reasonable to discuss this. But what I object to is the leap that this is inevitable and that it's scary. I think it's not inevitable. I think there are many, many hard problems to solve. And I think that if we had better machine intelligences, they need not be scary. They could augment us. Right.
But wouldn't now be the time to worry about it before it's too late?
Yes, and I think there are lots of groups, some of whom we fund at Berkeley and Oxford and other places, who are actually studying the ethics of machine intelligence, and I think that's entirely appropriate. And we're engaged in many of those conversations, including with the Partnership for AI. I just object to the sort of the hype and the sort of sound bites that some people have been making.
Sure.
All right, Professor DeGaris, you heard that. You heard Google pushing back. They're the only one that Elon Musk believes that we need to be concerned about. And I think a lot of people are concerned because they've seen the advances, the amount of resources that Google has had. But also, when we saw these DARPA competitions between robots, Google went in and bought every single company that had any promise. And we've seen some amazing advancements in terms of robotic war machines being made by Boston Dynamics. They bought Boston Dynamics after that DARPA competition. So your comments on that, do you think, I would think that you would come along the line of Elon Musk saying, yeah, there is really something that we need to worry about here rather than tamping it down. You want to respond to what Google's AI boss said?
I think they're both right in a sense, and which side you come down on depends on the time frame you're talking about. Maybe you know, when I come out with the idea that there's going to be a major war and it's going to kill billions of people because there's never been an issue that's been so important, because this time it's you know, 20th century wars were really between nation states, but a 21st century war would be literally global, you know, planet-wide. And this time the stake has never been so high. This time it's not about the survival of one country. It's about the survival of the species, about us. So the passion level will never be so high. So, you know, people will get extremely upset once, and here's the critical point, I guess, once they see that this IQ gap is seriously closing and that these machines have the potential to surpass us by factors of trillions of trillions. So, and if that happens, who's to say? These machines may see us as just so inferior. They may swat us the way we swat mosquitoes or tread on ants and not give a damn because they're so inferior to us. So
let me get your, because you said something interesting. You said they're both right. It just depends on the time frame that they're looking at. And I think we've got a couple of different ways that we can break this down. First of all, I think we all see that there's going to be massive economic disruption in the very near future as we're going to see artificial intelligence, even as it's starting to be used, it's going to replace jobs in every industry at once. We've never seen this type of broad-based horizontal disruption that we're going to see. It's going to affect all different kinds of industries, not just, say, the transportation industry as we have self-driving trucks, but it's also going to be vertical. It's going to go from blue-collar workers all the way up to white-collar workers. So there's going to be that kind of economic disruption. Then the next thing, it seems to me, on the horizon that would be concerning to people is this issue that we would have a few elitists who would be able to wage war using machines instead of having to rely on convincing other humans to wage war for them. They could do it on a wholesale scale just with their manufacturing capacity. And then the third thing would be making that leap to self-awareness that AI would have. So talk about the first couple of things, a massive economic disruption, and then the arms race for autonomous killing machines. That would be the next issue that we'd be worried about.
Okay, so step one, I see, as you know, we were saying a bit before, that when people really start sensing that the IQ gap is closing, well, one way to see that would be seeing that jobs get replaced by increasingly intelligent machines. Mm-hmm. And so I can imagine people start talking about the concept of the IQ threshold, you know, a minimum human IQ level needed to get a job. Because if you're dumber than that, well, the machines can do those jobs. And that threshold, that will just keep increasing and increasing until you've got the vast majority of the population being unemployed because they're unemployable, right? They just Yes. They just don't have the human intelligence sufficient to have a job. And so then we'll have to restructure everything and probably give out a minimum, salary's not the right word, payment.
Universal basic income is what they're suggesting.
Right. Sorry, I'm a bit out of touch. I'm here in China.
No, that's... It's really catching on. Everybody's talking about it left and right, universal basic, as how they placate the population. What happens if the people are not placated by universal basic income? Then we go to the next level, don't we?
If they can't, if they starve, of course there'll be riots and violence and so on. So I see that coming in. And the second one, the human soldiers being replaced by robot soldiers. I see that coming for obvious reasons. People don't like getting killed, so of course they'll prefer that machines do the fighting. But the risk then is imagine you're the Minister of Defense of say China. You will not give your equivalent, the Minister of Defense of the US, the luxury that his soldier robots become more intelligent than your, that is, Chinese soldier
robots. That's right. It invites a first strike, doesn't it? Hang on, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Can you stay with us for just another 5 minutes? All right. We're going to be right back with Professor Hugo de Garis, I hope. I didn't get a response from that, but stay with us. We'll be right back one way or the other. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for
their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Professor Hugo de Garis. He's in China. I have no idea what time of the night it is, but we do appreciate him staying another segment with us. It was getting very interesting as we're going to the break, because we talked about the different levels of where this is going. As we see society being disrupted by people becoming increasingly unemployed, and estimates in the near future of unemployment across a wide variety of industries. We've never seen this before. We've seen certain categories like agricultural displacement, farmers being replaced by machinery. Then they would go into the city and they would find other types of work. But this is going across all industries and going across all levels. So vertical and horizontal as at the same time. It has potential for massive disruption. This is why we have people who are conservative, liberal, libertarian, all thinking that maybe they can tamp this down by putting people on a welfare system called universal basic income. But this is also something that Professor Hugo de Garis predicted a long time ago, the Art of Lake War. He says as people start to see this disruption caused by artificial intelligence, they're going to get angry. They're going to try to shut this down. There's another aspect of this, and that is the arms race of autonomous killing machines. And as Dr. de Garis was just starting to talk about, the impetus for doing a preemptive strike if you believe that the other side is going to get a technological leverage over you. So I'll let you pick up with that, Professor de Garis. Go ahead.
Okay. So fast forward, say, 2030s, and the number of incidences where machines, in a sense, do something stupid and dangerous. So the general alarm level increases and increases. But the politicians are not going, well, in my view, they're not going to listen, because they just don't have the luxury to allow the rival in the next decade or so. I see a growing political rivalry between China and America, because China's on the way up and America is, has a quarter of the population, a much lower growth rate. So it's inevitable that, you know, China's going to just steamroll all over the U.S. But in that transition period, there's going to be intense rivalry between the two. And so the two ministers of defense of both sides will not allow the other side to get ahead of it. So this incredible artificial intelligence weaponry, whatever, arms race, that seems to me obvious. And so if at the same time the general populations around the world become increasingly alarmed as they see for themselves that, you know, this IQ gap is decreasing, then their protests will just not be listened to, because the two ministers of defense will say, well, we have to keep going because we can't allow the other guy to, you know, to get to steal a march on us, to develop superior artificial intelligence-based soldier robots and weaponry systems and so forth. And so it won't be stoppable. So this IQ gap will continue to close, and that's what's so alarming. What might be interesting is We don't yet know. Personally, I'd like to see a new branch of sociology and psychology created called, I just call it Artelect sociology. Because at the moment, we're in the dark. We don't know. We just don't know what proportion of the population think that these Artelects, as they call them, artificial intellects, these godlike, massively intelligent machines, should they be built or not? What proportion of the population feels that they should be or feels that they shouldn't be? And are there correlations between gender, between age, whether people are religious or not, that kind of thing? Because governments at the moment are still working in the dark. They just don't know what proportion of their populations are in favor of building Artelects or not. So that's one thing. Like, if somebody listening is, say, a master's student and trying to find a PhD topic in the appropriate field, well, here's a suggestion. You know, this work needs to be done, but it has not been done yet.
Well, you've done some amazing projections in your books, and I would recommend it as a read to anybody. And of course, they can find Professor DeGaris. They can find him at Prof. Hugo DeGaris, GARIS.wordpress.com. Thank you so much for joining us. It is a fascinating topic and something that should concern us all. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back with more Real News.
Departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We're just talking to Dr. Hugo DeGaris about the disruptive technologies that are threatening the core of our civilization, quite frankly. And we see the globalist elite at Bilderberg and other places as they talk about the precariat. They're talking about the 50 to 60% of the people who are going to be unemployed within a couple of decades because their jobs are going to be replaced by thinking machines. We had President Vladimir Putin say that, ask a technology head at one of the firms that he was visiting, when are the robots going to eat us? And, of course, I think that was a reference to the autonomous killer robots, to the militarization, to turning, getting rid of or augmenting soldiers with a lot of machines. A lot of people have put out the idea that we would have killer eating robots, that they would fuel themselves by consuming the bodies of humans that they found on the battlefield. Maybe there's not going to be that many humans on the battlefield. Maybe it'll mostly take place with our proxy robots, swarms of killer robots. And as we see Elon Musk saying there's only one company that you have to worry about, I think he's looking at even more the immediate issues of this kind of disruptive technology and also the militarization of robots. Because you have to understand that when we look at the DARPA competition between these different companies, there are a lot of different companies that had a obstacle course, other things that they had to do. DARPA has been funding these types of robot competitions for decades. They had the very first one where they wanted self-driving cars to be able to navigate a difficult course. So they have been pushing companies to come up with technology as they see promising technology, then they try to work with these people. Or in the case of Google, they just buy any promising technology. So they bought Boston Dynamics, which seems to be the forefront in robots that can move around in various ways. You've seen the grotesque dogs that they have created, robot dogs and other things, and the swarms of robots. So Google just goes out and buys these, and now they're pouring cold water on the idea that we have anything to worry about. No, we should be very concerned about that. One of the other fundamental factors that is about to shake our economy, I think, is the petrodollar being under attack. And I've got Steve in Texas. He wanted to talk about currency issues because we've seen several things happen in the last couple of weeks. I talked to Gerald Celente this week about the risks involved between the fiat currency cash that we have, between Bitcoin, as we've seen moves by bankers to try to undermine the credibility of Bitcoin. But then it quickly recovered because people want to have a hedge against the fiat currency that governments have, and understand that part of what makes the dollar work, probably the key thing that makes it work, is the fact that it's no longer underscored by gold, but that it has become the instrument of trade for energy. That's what we mean by petrodollars. That's what President Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger worked out with the Saudis after getting out of the Bretton Woods Agreement with Europe. That was the Bretton Woods Agreement that was made as World War II ended, was to say that the price of gold, the price of the dollar was going to be fixed to a certain amount of gold. And as the European leaders realized that we really weren't paying any attention to that, our currency had already become a fiat currency by de facto because of the things that we were doing. They said, all right, we're just going to break that connection to gold, but we're going to connect it to the petrodollars, and we're going to bring in our partner, Saudi Arabia. And I think if you understand it in the long term, it is a massive stability for our currency. And now other countries like Russia, China, Venezuela, Iran, that are not friendly to the United States, understand that that is the foundation of our economy, that petrodollar, the fact that energy is traded in the dollar. I think when we look at these propositions for carbon taxes and so forth, what we're eventually going to move to is energy as the instrument of exchange. And maybe we just might go beyond anything that is dollar denominated, because that is fundamentally the thing that the engine of our economy is energy. So they're going to eventually, I think, bypass the petrodollar. But if they come up with a basket of currencies, or if they come up with some cyber currency that is created by China and Russia or the BRICS or whatever, then we will see massive economic disruption in the United States because of financial issues, in addition to the disruption that is on the horizon as we see jobs being taken by artificial intelligence, by robots. Let's go to a caller that we have here, called in about changes in currency. His name is Steve. He's in Texas. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Go ahead, Steve.
David, I'm a diehard InfoWarrior, and I one of your passions are the cryptocurrency that we experience in our society today and in the world.
Yes.
I personally feel that we should change our currency over a 30-day period. That would get rid of every bit of the foreign of our currency that's overseas. That would destroy the criminal empires and all their cash, because they'd have to turn it in, and they couldn't turn it in. That could also pay our debt when the taxes would be collected on the exchange. And through that process, our currency would be cleaned in 30 days. Day 31, bye-bye Federal Reserve. Day 32, bye-bye Internal Revenue Service, flat tax, 8 to 10%, we're done. America's free.
Yeah, well, that I understand what you're saying, but, when Ron Paul has talked about massively changing the currency, I remember him raising the alarm two decades ago and saying, you understand how they're going to use this to confiscate wealth in the United States as well. I mean, there's a lot of different angles to that. I think one of the things that we have to do is we have to, and I think this is what Ron Paul was trying to do when he talked about auditing the Fed, he wanted to wake Americans up to the fraud. But he also wanted to wake them up to the fact that it is privately owned. Now, people who listen to InfoWars are going to be aware of that for the most part. They're going to realize that the Federal Reserve is a private entity, but most of the American population isn't. I've had arguments with people who are bankers who tried to argue with me. No, it's a government entity and all this kind of stuff. It's like they have governmental powers that are supposed to, in the Constitution, belong to Congress. But, I mean, don't you see that there's a downside if we just, well, what would we replace it with? What would we base it on? Would we then have a constitutional currency that is backed by gold, or would you do something else?
Well, just like you had said just a second ago, tie it to energy. And it becomes, our currency then becomes totally clean. You have bankrupt all the gangsters on the planet. And just think, like, for instance, let's say if John McCain had $50 million sitting in a bank overseas, that would have to be claimed as U.S. currency. And look at the fraud that would be unveiled. It would destroy the world's economy. But we, the people, if we band together and demand a currency change, because you and I, it's not going to affect us. It's going to affect the gangsters. They can go down the swamp.
Well, I think we need to raise the awareness of the American public as to what is truly happening here. And why would we allow a private group of individuals who can manipulate the economy to their own advantage? And this is what was warned about by those who were pushing against the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. They said you're going to have a cartel of individuals who are going to be able to pump the economy or to dump the economy. And we know that that's how people always make money. They don't make money when the market is going sideways. They make money when the market is going up or when it's going down, and especially if they know which way it's going to go, because they're the ones making it go that direction. If we could wake the American public up to the fact that we shouldn't have them determining the interest rates, just that alone, that they're not going to determine the interest rates, then that would be a big issue there. People don't understand. The American people are not going to get behind some kind of a radical move, I think, to change the currency until they understand how it's being manipulated and how this small group of individuals are manipulating it. And of course, that's going to require something like auditing the Fed. I think that's the right approach to take, because it has to be an educational issue first. The American people have to understand what the issue is before they can demand that kind of change. And we're certainly not going to see, I think, that kind of bold move by anybody that's in Washington right now, do you?
No, I don't. I would pray to God that Trump does it, because he doesn't like the banksters, and I don't like them either. You know, we're all told certain things. We look up, well, we're told the sky's blue.
We're out of time, Steve. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. We've got more news. We're going to take a look at the election in Alabama. What's behind that? We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and I want to get back to the news. I want to talk about this election that is coming up on Tuesday, as well as the election that is coming up October the 1st in Catalonia, because of the actions that are being taken by the Spanish government against the people there who simply want to have an election. We didn't see that happen in Scotland, did we? We didn't see London send in troops by the thousands. They've got multiple shiploads of military police after they've gone in and arrested politicians who said they were going to hold an election and so forth. It's absolutely amazing, the response that we are seeing in Catalonia. And, of course, it's something that is not a stranger to the United States. We saw that same type of action around the time of our own Civil War. It's the type of thing that Lincoln did, quite frankly. So let's talk about that. And we're going to talk about the debate last night between the Senate candidates in Alabama to replace Jeff Sessions. That election is going to be this coming Tuesday. And it is developing into a race between an outsider who has always been a conservative, always been kind of a Tea Party, limited government, constitutional guy, and somebody who all we really know about him is he's been a long time lobbyist, and he is also a friend of Mitch McConnell. And the GOP Senate campaign has spent millions of dollars on his behalf. He is still behind by double digits in this race, yet President Trump is weighing into this on the side of the swamp monster down in Alabama. So we'll talk about what's going on with that. They had a debate last night. Before we get back to that topic, we have a lot of store sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with coupon code READY. We have 30% off the Pro Pure King water filter. You need to have, if you haven't noticed, all of the natural disasters we've had with hurricanes, with earthquakes, with other issues. And as we talked to Joel Skousen, he said, things are going to come on us that are more sudden than hurricanes. An earthquake is one example, but we can have some type of societal issue or a war could happen. You always need to make sure that you have a supply of food, that you have a supply of clean water. So at least do that type of preparation for yourself. You can get 50% off the InfoWars Select Storable Food right now, 30% off the Pro Pure King. That's the large gravity feed water filter. It's going to get rid of 99.9% of inorganic, organic contaminants and other issues. I just talked yesterday about a recent new innovation in pesticides by Monsanto
They have combined a pesticide called dicamba with glyphosate, and these are very powerful herbicides. And we have seen for a long time the health risks associated with glyphosate. You can filter that out with that Pro-Pure King water filter, but when they put it in with dicamba, it is now drifting in the air. They have a 4,500-page manual about all the careful things that you have to do. You have to monitor the atmospheric conditions, whether there's a temperature inversion or not, wind conditions, so forth and so on. Make all these different adjustments the farmers need to in order to not have that drift and destroy the crops on adjacent farms, because they are herbicides and they will destroy anything that hasn't been genetically modified by Monsanto to survive their poisons. But that's going to make its way into the water supply as well. And it's not just being used on farms. It's being used on some suburban lawns where they have people come out and treat it. So be proactive. Don't wait for the health effects to show up. Make sure you got clean water. Make sure you got food there. And take a look at some of the other sales that we have. 40% off our natural sleep aid knockout. 50% off all Imrix Essentials. That's our line of household products. And you can get an additional 10% off your entire order at checkout when you enter the code REALNEWS. That's 10% off at checkout with the code REALNEWS, name of our program here. Real quickly, going back to the petrodollar, there's one other thing that I wanted to say about it. And this Zero Hedge article that came from the anti-media, actually quoting and commenting on that article, but I have some comments as well, too. They talk about the long history of wars that we have had to make sure that states that are hostile to the petrodollar do not rise and ascendancy. And we saw this back in 2015, they point out, when then Secretary of State John Kerry warned that if the United States walked away from a nuclear deal with Iran, and if we forced our allies to comply with U.S.-led sanctions, it would be a recipe very quickly for the American dollar to cease to be the world's reserve currency. And then what did we see when Venezuela said, we're not going to use a dollar as our currency anymore? We're going to use other currencies. We're not going to accept dollars. Immediately, they were decried as a terrorist country, and they announced military operations on their borders. When we look at what happened in Libya, we now have from the WikiLeaks emails going back and forth between then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying, we have to be very concerned about what Muammar Gaddafi is doing. He wants to back his currency with gold in competition with European and American central banks. We cannot allow that to happen. So they didn't. They were not concerned about Muammar Gaddafi back in the 80s when he was an active terrorist. They kind of left him alone, more or less. But they completely destroyed his country and removed him from power when it was a threat to the petrodollar. Think about that. Think about the rhetoric that we're seeing here as we're stepping up things with Iran, with Venezuela, and the fact that we have both China and Russia talking about how they have to remove the petrodollar and they have to get around that. Now, let's go back to this election that is about to happen. We had a debate last night for the Alabama Senate election coming up on Tuesday to replace Jeff Sessions. There was somebody that was appointed as Jeff Sessions became Attorney General. That man is now Senator Luther Strange. Usually the incumbent has a big advantage, especially when the GOP is spending millions to get him elected. Nevertheless, he was down about 15, 16 points in the primary. The man who won, Roy Moore, did not get over the 50% threshold, so there's now a runoff, but he still has a big double-digit lead over Luther Strange. And who is Luther Strange? Well, he was the guy that was investigating the governor when the governor appointed him. The governor subsequently had to step down after Luther Strange became a senator. And I think this kind of says it best. The Washington Post says that Roy Moore is a defiant outsider, and he will bring a new level of disruption in the U.S. Senate against the swamp status quo. That says it right there. If you really want to change things in Washington, if you really want somebody who is on with the Trump agenda, you do not want Luther Strange, who has consistently sided with the Washington establishment. And if you want to see a new level of disruption against the swamp, that's the guy you want right there. And I think we need to see that. I think we need to understand, as I've said before, President Trump at the most has 7 years left as president. We want to see this anti-globalist, anti-swamp agenda, the corruption, we call it the swamp because of the corruption that's there. We want to see this Washington establishment fundamentally changed. And that isn't going to happen in just 7 years. And even if it did happen in 7 years, it is going to get undone by somebody who follows. And it may only go 4 years or another 3 years. Who knows what's going to happen? And so the real issue is, are we going to have a group of people that we're going to send to Washington who are going to push back on this and who are going to push back on it long term and aren't going to stop at the end of President Trump's term? That's the key thing. We need to start having a massive grassroots change. And that's why this is so important. So then the question is, why is President Trump speaking for the loser? This guy is a loser. Why back a loser, even if you're looking at it as simply a horse race? I'm David Knight with Real News. We'll be right back.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Keep on dying. Whoa, keep on turning.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. One more comment about this election that is coming up. They had their debate going back and forth. And we had Luther Strange appealing to the fact that he had President Trump coming to support him tomorrow. Of course, they have moved to a location. It's the same town, Huntsville, Alabama, where President Trump got over 30,000 people. Now they've moved to a location that will have a maximum of about 9,000 people. Because there just isn't any support. And so we had this back and forth in the debate last night over who's on Trump's side. And essentially what Luther Strange was saying, and this is the Jekyll and Hyde issue that is facing us in Washington right now. It's like, who are the people around Trump? Why does he have all these never Trump people in his cabinet? Why is he distancing himself in some ways from the Trump agenda, listening to these advisors? And so you had Luther Strange saying, hey, I've got President Trump supports me and Vice President Pence supports me. They're going to come speak for me tomorrow. And Roy Moore said the problem is President Trump is being cut off in his office. He's being redirected by people like Mitch McConnell who do not support his agenda. This is a guy who's running for Senate, attacking the GOP Senate leader, Mitch McConnell. And I say, good, good. It's about time we attack him. He says Mitch McConnell will not support his agenda in the future. I think we need to go back and look at these things and look at what's going on. This is the most unbelievable race I've ever been in. And then Luther Strange comes back and says, to suggest that the President of the United States is being manipulated by Mitch McConnell is insulting to the President. It is absolutely insulting to the President. Well, I don't know that he's being manipulated, but maybe he is trying to be nice to Mitch McConnell, hoping that Mitch McConnell will get on his side. But I don't see that happening. It hasn't happened for months. I don't think it is going to happen. I think it is a mistake to try to deal with these people in Washington. They have been manipulating the American voter for years. I think they've been manipulating Trump for months, and I think it's time we move on and do something else. And so the Washington Post is worried that if Luther Strange is beaten, it could, quote, prompt some GOP senators to retire. Let's hope so. That's what I was saying about this phony bill that is put out by Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy, which is essentially, as we talk about it, you know, you could say it's Obamacare was socialism, 10 steps forward. They want to take 3 steps back or something like that. But it still leaves the essence of the socialism, of the economic fascism in place. And so I think that instead of getting a little bit of sugar that Lindsey Graham offers us, here's something to take the bitterness out of this poison in the American system that we call Obamacare. Let's just make it a little bit more palatable, and then we'll own it, and then we will make it become calcified, and it'll never go away, like the Department of Education. Remember, Ronald Reagan said he was going to get rid of the Department of Education. It was created by Jimmy Carter, and it was less than 4 years old, and it should have been strangled in the cradle like Rosemary's Baby, but instead we had it nurtured and brought to adulthood by Ronald Reagan's administration. They kept giving money to the Department of Education. Now they continue to damage our society, continue to spend money, and the same thing is going to happen as we turn over our health care to the government. And I don't care if you do it at the Washington level or you try to pretend that this is federalism by giving some money to the states and then telling the states to do it. It is still socialism. It is still government control of our health care. And it is still taking us on the path to single-payer system. So I said, when we talk about maybe a Luther Strange defeat could prompt some GOP senators to retire, let's hope so. Because I said, what should prompt these guys to be thrown out in the primaries is to let the people see their hypocrisy, voting against Obamacare, and then when they have a chance to really do something in it, it's changing their vote and voting for it, voting to retain it. Let's get rid of what the real problem is here, and that is the establishment Republicans who lie to our face repeatedly. So I've got a poll up at Libertarian. That's my social media account on Twitter, Libertarian. You want to join that poll? Tell us what you think. Last time I looked at it, it was about 75% for Roy Moore, 25% for
Luther Strange. Send a message to people if you really feel strongly about this. It's not a scientific poll, of course, but you can chime in on that. You can also find us on our social media site for the program. That's at Real News X2. That's our Twitter and Facebook account. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I quite frankly don't understand why we continue to support people for political advantage, why President Trump is doing it, supporting this guy who is a part of the swamp. And supporting the swamp. Let's oppose them. Let's get people like Roy Moore in there to really do what we wanted with the Trump agenda. Let's talk real quickly about the other election that's coming up, because I think it's very amazing what is happening in Catalonia. And as The Guardian is saying, they said, let's step back from the brink, please. Can we have a little bit? Can we all just get along? You know, the Rodney King thing. That's what The Guardian is pleading with the Spanish government about. And they say the president of Catalonia has written in The Guardian that a, quote, de facto state of emergency exists, that Catalan home rule has ended just weeks ahead of a planned referendum on independence. And then The Guardian goes on to say Madrid appears to be deaf to the argument that its heavy-handed attempts to stop the vote will only ultimately strengthen support for secession. Of course it will. Of course it will. These are people who already were, it was already ahead. We look at the article going back less than a week in Zero Hedge. They look at some of the polls there, and they look at the share of Catalonia's share of different things. In terms of land mass, it's only 6% of Spain's land, only 16% of the population, but they provide 20% of the GDP and 21% of the taxes paid, 25% of the exports, 56% of the investment startups. So it is a vital economic area. And if you look at what the popularity was before they started these heavy-handed measures, it was already, independence was already leading by 62% to 38%. And then what did they do? Well, they came in and they started arresting political leaders. They arrested 14 political leaders. They called in over 700 mayors, about three-quarters of the mayors where the votes were going to be held. The Guardia Civil, the Civil Guard, the militarized police, seized millions of ballot papers. The Central Finance Ministry took over the region's finances to prevent public money from being used in the vote. And as The Guardian points out, if nothing is done to work towards a compromise, a political train wreck threatens the EU's largest southern member state. And so you had some people complaining after you've had politicians arrested, you've had journalists threatened, you've had printing offices invaded, they've confiscated ballots and so forth. And so some of these people appealed to the European Union. And I want to play you a clip of an EU response. This is an interview that was taken, that took place in France, but it is translated. Here's that comment from the EU.
Juncker himself said that he's not very, honestly, not very supportive of the initiative.
Well, he never said it was impossible. In any case, Mr. Juncker has his opinion, but it's the European Commission that has to define the position. Is there an official position of the European Commission? No, there isn't. So ask the European Commission what will happen if Catalonia becomes independent. Is it in the interests of Europe, which turns its back on Catalonia, considering everything that Catalonia contributes to Europe?
Oh, so they're not going to do anything. They said, well, this is an internal matter. Since when are they cared about internal matters? They've told them, they've told Hungary and Poland and some of the other countries that are on the front line that chafed under the dictatorship of the Russians when they said, we're not going to allow our borders to be open. We're going to do something about that. They said, you can't do that. You have to obey us. But they're going to allow these violations of civil liberties. And we got more on that when we come back. And I want to talk to you in terms of, this is the unraveling of the centralization that globalism represents. People are pushing back against this. This is a natural thing, and it has nothing to do with race or anything else. This is the pure underlying principles that we saw happen in this country, and I want to take this back to what Lincoln did. It's amazing, the parallels. We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to Catalonia, and I want to talk about something that's also happening in our schools right now that I think is an absolute outrage. We got a clip out of California that you will not believe as they're talking about this story that we reported a couple of weeks ago.
Real quickly, though, we have sales at InfoWarsStore.com. As I mentioned before, we got 50% off several different items, our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash. And we have 50% off. We have 50% off Caveman True Paleo Formula, 50% off all Emrex Essential Packs, and that's our line of organic household products, and also 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with the coupon code READY. Today is the last day that you'll be able to get 10% off your entire order, whether you're taking advantage of these items that are 50% off. Some of them are 40% off. We got some big items like ProPure King water filter, 30% off. But even if you're not buying a sale item, you can still get 10% off your entire order at checkout when you enter the code Real News, name of this program. And today is the last day that that will happen. And of course, you'll get an additional 10% off of those already discounted up to 50% items when you enter the code Real News at checkout. We're talking about what's going on in Catalonia, the idea that they've gone in and arrested 14 officials. Now, they had tens of thousands of people outside of the court yesterday protesting that. They had nearly a million people on the street last week protesting it. They were already leading in the polls to secede and have their independence. This is an area that has a different culture, a different language. They have an economic issues involved, all of these different issues. These are really at the heart of secession, and that's why we see this happening, the calls for this to happen in many different areas. But it's always spun about race, isn't it? People who said they wanted independence, economic independence, political independence, self-determination in Britain with Brexit, they were denounced as racist. And we see this happening everywhere to push back against this. Now, of course, we've got people in California who want to have a secession vote. And they're liberals. And so they can't call themselves racist. But, you know, it's a natural thing, whether you're a conservative or liberal, to want to have these different issues. And I think it's instructive as we look at some of these measures and the pushback against this. I mean, they're sending in police. They're shipping in thousands of police. They said they've got three ships have arrived and will stay at the ports of Barcelona and Tarragona, where the police and the civil guard forces will stay. Now, they say the three ships have a capacity for 6,600 passengers. So it gives you the number or the idea of extra police that is sent to the region that's deeply divided. A lot of people see that as a provocation. You know, the same thing happened with Lincoln when he raised an army of 75,000 people. That had never been done before. 75,000 soldiers to suppress the rebellion in the South, he said. But we're seeing the same sorts of things. So, you know, when you say that this is the issue here, this is something that I think is very important for people to understand as we see the foundations of our culture, of our law being destroyed, the symbols of our history being taken down. From the Civil War back to Christopher Columbus and so forth, we understand what is truly going on with this. It's very, it's a few loud individuals that come in and deface the statue, and then like we see in Dallas, they hurry at night to take it down while nobody is looking. Quickly take it down. Take it down. We don't want to have this up anymore. They don't have a referendum on it. They don't talk about it. They don't vote on it. But they just take it down. We understand what is going on, and we need to understand, and we need to educate our children about the issues involved here. It isn't simply about slavery. It was also about self-determination. There was a much bigger economic issue in the American Civil War. They had economic issues of trade. There's a big difference between open trade and controlled trade between the North and the South. There were issues of crony capitalism. There were issues of pork barrel projects that the South believed were not constitutional. The North was creating massive construction projects. They said, there's no authority for you to take money from me here and give it to somebody in another state. That's not in the Constitution. And so there were a lot of economic and political issues, and certainly slavery was a moral issue and it was a political issue. But if you go back and you read what they're saying, they were calling them secesh. They were calling them rebels. They weren't calling them white supremacists or slaveholders. And most of them were not slaveholders. And the North was every bit as white supremacist as the South was at the time, quite frankly. But what would Lincoln do? Well, if you go back and you look at it, you realize that he was arresting journalists, that he put out an arrest warrant for the Chief Justice. And of course, this is the guy, Roger Taney, who had put in the Dred Scott decision. But even the Supreme Court Justice, the former Supreme Court Justice at the time, Benjamin Robbins Curtis, who had opposed the Dred Scott decision, said in his memoirs, however, he praised the propriety of Justice Taney in upholding the Constitution by opposing Lincoln's suspension of habeas corpus. So when Lincoln suspended habeas corpus, which is there to protect people from being arrested for not having committed any crime, you arrest somebody, then the habeas corpus says, show me the crime that was committed. And Lincoln was doing that everywhere. And so the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court said, you got to stop this. Only the Congress can issue a suspension of habeas corpus. You cannot do that under the Constitution as the president. And he said, I want an arrest warrant for the Supreme Court justice. So that was what was going on. He arrested Lincoln, arrested the Maryland legislature, which is a direct parallel to what's going on in Spain and Catalonia. When he was afraid that the Maryland legislature was going to vote for secession and leave Washington, D.C. trapped between two states that had seceded, he had pro-secession legislators arrested so that they wouldn't go through with the vote. So we saw that. We saw a congressman arrested. We saw anybody who opposed him arrested. We saw over 300 newspapers shut down who opposed President Lincoln and what he wanted to do. So that, I think, is a lesson for us. And we are now at a time, again, in our history, and this is happening globally, people realize that government has become too concentrated. It is too far distant from him. Those were forces. Those were the ultimate forces that were at play during the Civil War. And we're going to see this happen again. And people need to understand how this is going to happen. And you're going to see governments like Spain that are going to use force. They're going to suspend all civil liberties, all democracy. As one of the officials who was arrested said, voting is not a crime. And you know what? Neither is secession a crime. We have a right to govern ourselves independently. This country was founded upon that principle. And we're going to be at this crossroads at some point, whether it comes sooner or later here in America, because America has devolved into different groups, and we can see that very clearly in the aftermath of this last election. Now, I want to talk about the schools, because a lot of the problems that we're seeing now are being fomented in the schools, but there is something that is even more concerning than the politicization in the schools. And that is what I think a pedophile grooming of children, and also a movement to try to push transgenderism on very young children. I think that what is ultimately behind this is the idea that these children can make decisions that we say that children cannot make. That's why we have age of consent. Regardless of whether you're talking about heterosexual or homosexual issues, you have an age of consent. Because we understand that children are not able to understand these issues. So in a little bit of time, we got to want to play some of this clip that we have of a reaction in a California school board meeting. I want you to hear what some of these parents are saying. Let's play that clip.
Applause upon applause, speaker after speaker. Hours of passionate testimony all focused on one key question. What is and isn't an appropriate lesson in a kindergarten classroom?
The school spent a lot of time since these concerns were raised meeting with parents.
The issue stems from a lesson on what it means to be transgender. After a kindergarten student at Rockland Academy Gateway, born a boy, was reintroduced to her class as a transgender girl back in June. Her teacher read the class two books about being transgender. The lesson was done without parents or administrators being notified.
They didn't understand why parents weren't notified beforehand.
Parents should be notified when this controversial issues arise.
This teaching left many children confused, frightened, and questioning their own gender.
Since then, a wave of backlash against the school by some parents. But in response to that backlash, major support for the teacher's decision. Ankur Dewan's daughter was in the classroom for that lesson.
The honest answer is I would not have had the courage to have this conversation with my daughters had this not been introduced at school. And so I think from that perspective.
Okay, hold it right there. Do you hear what that guy said? That's one of the parents. And he said, I would not have had the courage to bring this up to my children if it wasn't introduced in school. So here's a question for you, parents. Do you have the courage to take charge of your children? To take them away from this government that wants to confuse them about their sexuality, that wants to abuse them at an age where they really cannot understand these issues at all. You know, we have a story here about Anthony Weiner and his pedophilia being unveiled by prosecutors who are trying to get the judge to give him a rough sentence. This was a 15-year-old girl. These people are trying to confuse children in elementary school. And the best that California will do is to say, if advance notice is not possible, we will endeavor to notify parents by email after the fact. That's the best they're going to do.